study the best. Debbie was discouraged. Her new team was proving to be more of a challenge than she had bargained for. Up to this point in her career, she had enjoyed success after success. Most noteworthy, she had led her previous dysfunctional team from worst to first. This feat had not gone unnoticed by management. In fact, Jeff, the CEO, had given Debbie her recent promotion in part due to her success and in part because he saw tremendous potential in her. However, in her new role, nothing seemed to be going her way. With her former team, she had looked forward to every new day. But now she went to work only to be confronted by a team with real issues. Not only that, Debbie was feeling the stress and strain of trying to do more and more, often with less resources. Beyond her team issues, she was faced with a growing mountain of email. There seemed to be more meetings than ever, and if there was any time left, she still had customers to serve. She was tired. The pace of her life was out of control, and she wasn't sure what to do about it. Besides her immediate issues, she had heard rumors that scores of other leaders and their teams across the company were also struggling. Evidence of this could be seen as the customer base was eroding and the stock price was sliding. Debbie knew that in her role, she was supposed to help the organization resolve these issues, but in her heart, she knew that before she could help others, she would need to start with her leadership, her team, and her own life. She decided to take the matter up with Jeff. Not only had he served as her mentor several years before, but he had continued to provide valuable counsel over the years. Thankfully, he always seemed to have the time, or make the time, to see her when it really mattered. "I just don't know what to do," she admitted to him candidly. "I understand, Debbie. You want things to work. You want your team to excel. That's one of the traits we value about you." She beamed, despite the circumstances that had brought her to Jeff's office. "So how can I help?" Jeff asked. "Well, you could tell me what you've done to create such an effective team. How do you achieve such alignment and outstanding performance from your executive team?" Jeff thought carefully before responding. "I wish I had a magic formula to give you, but I don't." He paused. "Remember years ago when you asked me about the secret of great leaders?" "I do. As it turned out, it was the best question I think I've ever asked." Debbie was almost overwhelmed as she thought about how that single question and Jeff's response changed her life and her leadership style forever. "Today, I'm turning the tables," Jeff said. "I need you to find the secret of great teams." "Where should I start?" Debbie asked. "Study the best." "What do you mean by that?" she asked. "Find teams that are doing it right. They don't have to be teams in our company. You can go outside. Look anywhere you want. The truth is, we need answers." There was a tone in Jeff's voice that Debbie had never heard before. She decided to probe a little further. "Thanks for the advice, Jeff. Based on what you're saying, combined with the rumors I've heard, it sounds like this assignment is much bigger than the issues I'm dealing with when it comes to my team." There was clearly a question in her tone. Jeff hesitated for just a second before he responded. "I thought you'd probably heard the buzz. Our company is in trouble, thanks to increased competition, increased costs, and some other issues we're trying to uncover. We're struggling. We're even worried about a hostile takeover bid. The answers that you discover in your quest to help your team excel may help other teams within our organization. Are you willing to take on that challenge?"
"I am," Debbie replied confidently. "And I promise I won't let you down."
Debbie took Jeff's challenge back to her office and began to prepare for her team meeting. This sounded like the most important thing she had worked on during her career. In many ways, it was similar to the challenges that she had faced as a young leader, but this time they were multiplied 1,000-fold. She now realized that it wasn't just her team struggling, it was the entire organization. She understood the assignment, but she wanted to get a better grasp of the underlying problem before she launched her work. "How did we get in this situation?" she wondered. To find the answer,